Lucy. Do you remember, Will had a sister named Lucy. Do you remember her? She married a DeBoard.
Married who?
His last name was DeBoard. Yeah, she was older than Will. She was his sister. They were John's kids. Your Uncle John's kids.
Well, I know the name, so put it out.
You remember your cousin Calhoun Porter?
Who?
Calhoun?
What?
He was Levi's boy.
I don't remember even that name.
How about Levi's oldest boy, Ed? He'd be your cousin, but he was quite a bit older than you were. Probably about 20 years older than you. He was Levi's son, Ed Porter. Let's see. How about Arthur?
I didn't know much about them, but they were
You remember your cousin Molly Porter, Steve's daughter?
Molly?
Yeah.
I remember the name.
She married Houston Flannery. Do you remember when a whole bunch of people went up to Wisconsin back about 1906 or 1908? There was about 20-some people from that area. Some of them were the Porter family, and they moved up to Wisconsin. They all took a train up there to Annandale, Wisconsin.
Annandale?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
You don't? Mm-hmm. Your Uncle Steve Porter went up there about 1908 and moved to Wisconsin then.
Well, I didn't remember some of his children's names, but I forgot. One was named Charlie, and one... Well, I just don't remember the names. Yeah.
Well, now, Charlie was one of that group that went to Wisconsin the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved up there. He died up there, I guess.
And then, let's see, one of the girls named her, she was listed for you. And then, I went and visited her, but I can't remember who she married. Can't remember her name now.
Let's see, I'll tell you who his daughters were. Let's see, there was a Molly, then there was Olive. She married a Green. And Thursday married a Jacobs. And, let's see. Pearl married a Fouch.
I don't remember that name.
Ann married a Fouch. Let's see. Eve married a Pelfrey.
Married who?
A Pelfrey.
I don't remember that name.
Jewel married a Shank.
I remember it is. Looks like a city girl.
Yeah, she's still living.
Is she?
She lives out in Arizona. She says only the living daughter, only living child.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, Golda married a gentleman. She was the youngest.
Well, I remember when that Golda, and Golda had this in me a long years ago.
Oh, yeah?
That's a long time ago. And I've been to her home. Anyway, we lived at her home. She just had a regular log house.
Oh, yeah?
And her man's father was gone a lot, and we didn't think she'd ever had a meal cooked in her house.
Huh.
I think that's what a home is for. It's to be at home.
Yeah.
Not just a place to sleep. Now, Dale's wife won't cook it up.
She won't.
Yeah. She had lunch last night?
Yeah, we had chili too.
Chili soup?
Yeah.
Well, that's all she knows. She and Fish would be. He likes to come and eat with me. He always had dinner with me about every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He did for years. But right lately, since she's in something. Well, she's just so funny. He just don't come. He comes once in a while, and I had him and her down twice to eat. He said, well, in case she won't eat. And I put Swiss steak that night, and mashed potatoes, and gravy, and so she said, I need a little bit. And I said, since you haven't eaten a bite all day, I said, well, Josh, you know you can't drink without eating, you've got to eat. But you can't talk to her, you just, you're afraid to say anything to her. Afraid you say the wrong thing. So, I don't know. know my heartaches for you.
My parents are divorced.
Huh?
My parents are divorced.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Well, I'm laid off from work right now. I'm a draftsman at a factory. Draw tooling they use in a machine.
You're what?
A draftsman. We draw tooling on a big drawing board, you know.
Oh. Where do you work in Indiana?
Yeah. In Marion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to college part-time in the evening.
You're going to college?
Yeah, in the evenings.
Yeah.
About part-time.
Well, the government never says anything, but it's funny you don't know. Now, I'm always laid off a lot. And it was in a paper last night or night before where they're going to lay off some of the office force.
Yeah.
And I don't think he'll get laid off. I hope he don't. But he says he's going to retire in 2 years. Now, whether they will or not, I don't know.
Yeah. You said you remember your Uncle Steve pretty well, didn't you?
Yeah. Oh, he was a fine man.
He was?
I couldn't say enough for him.
Why was he such a fine man?
Well, he was just a good man. He was a preacher, and he lived it. He didn't just claim it. He lived it.
Yeah?
I don't think there's a better man on earth than Uncle Steve Porter was. I'll say that for him. Now, I'm a John. I can't say that for him. He was a good man, but not Uncle Steve.
Yeah.
He was good. Uncle Steve was good to his family, and he had one or two wild ones, but he couldn't help that.
Yeah.
But he was just a good man. That's all you could say.
Did you ever hear him preach?
Oh yes.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Well, how would you rate his preaching? Was he a real good preacher or just an average preacher?
Oh, he was a good preacher.
A real good one.
Yes, and he knew the Bible.
He did.
And he preached from it.
Was he a hellfire and brimstone preacher?
Well, I don't remember using that, but I guess you'd call him that. But he was a wonderful man, I will say that. I don't think there's a better man on earth than he was. I say that for him. As I said, my father came to drink, but as far as outside of that, he was just a good man, a good provider. He was good to his children. But brother, if he whipped you, you never forgot that.
Oh, is that right?
I never ran for 2 women in my life, and I didn't deserve them.
Well,
but I got them.
Why'd you get them?
Well, he said I sassed my mother, and I didn't. I didn't intend to. It was in the summertime. I went upstairs to bed and had a little old shirt-tail gown. He called me out of bed and called me downstairs and he had a big switch in his hand to cut the blood out of me every little bit.
He did.
So I teach you to say sure my mother. I said, I didn't mean to say to my mother. She had told me to sleep with one of the children. I told you, my older sister raised us children. And she told me my sister was gone and she told me I'd sleep with the baby that night. And I said, well, I don't want to. And I didn't call that Stacy. And brother, I never forgot that weapon. And the other weapon, and he'd have to ask forgiveness for that. He had told us girls never to come home from school by ourselves because it was 2 miles. And he said to ask our brother. My brother was teaching school then, teaching where I was going. I was going to him. And he was harder on us than he was the other children. And he said, well, he found he had to be. He couldn't let us do things. He was stricter on us than he was the other children. And my father always said, whatever, we didn't know to ask the boys, and whatever they told us would be all right. Well, I had a girlfriend, and she was investing there, and she wanted to go home with me and stay all night. And I said, I stayed till after school. I asked my brother if it was all right for me to stay and walk home with, come home with her. Well, she got a letter from her boyfriend, and he was coming, and she wouldn't go home with me. And I had to go home alone, and my father was standing at the gate with the switch. And he cut the blood out of me every bit he hit me, and that was wrong. Now, that's the two things. But I forgive him. I loved him so well, I could forgive him for it.
That was the only 2 times you ever got whipped.
That's the only 2 times in my life. My mother never whipped me in her life.
Huh.
My best was up next to my mother.
She was?
Yes, and me and my older sister, tied her up one day and tied her to a tree and horse her through. Because she shoved my mother down. But well, she paid for all that. After she married and left home, she wrote back on the side of the letter. She said, oh, if I could just call back those days. But it was too late then. But she wasn't a bit good to my mother. She'd go away and my mother wouldn't know where she's at and just worry her to death until she'd find it. My sister was, she wasn't a bad woman. She was a good woman, but she wanted to have her fun and she didn't want to have it.
Yeah. Which one of your brothers was teaching when you were going to school?
Andy.
Andy.
We went to him. And I'd almost hate him for the things he'd hurt this girl and he didn't know the people, but he would us.
Like what?
Well, if we'd do some little something, he'd witness for it at school.
He would?
Yeah. And he'd let others get by with it. And I despised him for that, and he shouldn't have done that. I wanted him to treat us like the rest, but I didn't want him to be mean to us.
Yeah.
And let the others do things that he'd work less for.
Well, how much of an education did he have? How did he get to be a school teacher? I mean, he didn't go to college.
Well, they was called college then. That's the reason why they never worked on the farm and then they had them.
Oh, they did?
They went to school. And when they got able to teach, they taught school. They didn't have a way.
Well, how far, how many grades did they go in school?
Well, you just go to what you call the fifth grade, and then you go to what you call the college.
Where did they go to that at? What school?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
What did they do?
No, they went away from home.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, they come home at night and sleep, or did they live at school?
They lived away. They lived away. I'll never forget. They got body lice while they was away.
They what?
They got body lice.
Well, they did.
When they was away, and they come home, and my mother had to strip their clothes and then put them in a big kettle and boil them. Oh, I can just remember some of the things like that. No, they went to the fall college. They were never home after they went through just a grade school. And that's why my father made a farmer out of me. I liked it and I just worked on the farm.
Did your other sisters help on the farm any?
Huh?
Did your other sisters help on the farm much?
Never do what?
Did your other sisters help on the farm?
No, I was the only one.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, they didn't none of them like it but me, and I liked it.
But what about Charlie and the other two younger brothers? Did they help on the farm when they were young?
No, they were younger then. I don't think they did. Hmm. I was the only one that I on the farm to work on the farm. And I loved it.
Yeah.
And I loved my father, I worshipped him. My mother was a good woman, but I just loved my father the best.
Yeah.
And when he died, my mother said, well, you always talk more to your dad than you did me. I said, yes, I did. And then he died. I loved my mother, and she was really a better woman than my father was a man in a way. Because I don't think she ever done a wrong in her life. But I just worshipped my father.
Didn't your mom and dad ever tell you how they met?
No.
They didn't. What was the name of the school you went to where Andy was the teacher?
Stark School.
Stark School.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he couldn't have been too much older than you when he was teaching.
Well, let's see, there was Lisa. Yeah, Lisa and Andy and Ed. Well, he wasn't too much older than me. But he worked
on the
stove.
He
was
on the stove.
Huh?
He was on the stove.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's enough time you can take for
school. Okay. Yeah.
She stayed in the industry 28 hours a day.
She did?
She stayed with it.
Huh.
She wanted, she told me, she said, tell that little lady, I want her to make me some buttermilk biscuits. So, did your wife give you a cup of coffee this morning?
Yeah, she fixed pancakes this morning.
She did?
Yeah.
Well, that was the first pancakes he's had for a long time.
Is your dad read and write pretty well? Huh? Could your dad read and write pretty well?
I don't know.
Could he read and write?
No.
He couldn't? He couldn't read or write?
Oh, he could read and write, yes. I thought you said pretty well.
Well, I did. You mean just enough to get by?
Well, I don't remember about that, but he had to deal with stock and buy them and sell them. He had to know how to figure.
Yeah. Well, how far did he go in school?
My dad?
Yeah.
They don't tell you this kids on such things. But they don't tell you about the nephew he's got over here on the farm. That's Alex Boyd. He's worth about $1,000.
Oh, is he the one that has the big farm?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me.
He did.
At 1,100 acres?
He's got 1,400.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
That's a pretty big farm.
Yeah. Well, he hogs a lot of it down. He has all kinds of machinery and he has a room that works the year round for it.
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful boy. And his dad gave him a cow and a horse when he was at home with them both. He says, take that and make out of it what you can. So now he's worth about $100,000.
He did pretty good with the cow and
horse. I had a letter from his wife for yesterday. And she said he sold 80 hogs that day and it sold 88 hogs that day and sold 88 hogs the week before.
Huh.
So that brought him a lot of money.
Yeah. I'll be gone. Where'd your dad get all of his money?
Well, my dad didn't have none of money.
He did?
No.
Oh.
He just had that farm. He made a good living, but as far as money, he didn't have.
Yeah.
He just made a good living, but he has a big family, you know, to feed and clothe.
Well, it took quite a bit of money to buy that farm, didn't it?
Oh, a farm back in Kentucky didn't sell for too much.
It did.
My mother didn't get too much out of it when she sold it. I don't remember, but she didn't get no whole lot out of it. But she just gave it to John Charles to take care of her the rest of her life. And of course, the wives wouldn't have it. As I said, they wondered how she could pay the sick for it and have their supper on the table when they came home from work. And when she got decided to do that, well, she could get out.
What else can you tell me about your dad?
Huh?
What else can you tell me about your dad?
Well, there ain't much to tell. He's just a good provider and a good man. That's all I can say.
Yeah.
He made a good living for us. And he was well liked.
He was?
Yes, sir.
Well, how many people lived at Star?
Well, there wasn't too many. There were just a few close neighbors and friends. I used to go and work for a man and his wife, and they had three children. Two of them was married, they just had one son at home. I went and worked with them for $1 a week. And I climbed out of trees and picked apples, and I worked in the garden and picked blackberries and everything else for $1 a week. I never had no easy jobs. And when my husband was working for him, he didn't make enough hardy for him, and I had to go to work.
Yeah.
And he never wanted me to work, I'll say that. I admire him for that. I said, well, my kids have to have clothes to go to school, and we have the bar, children's books and everything. And I got a job at Armco, cleaning offices. That wasn't no easy job, but going at 9, 10 o'clock, and I mean, going at 5 and working at 10. And he never wanted me to work. He said, why don't you go to work? I said, well, I told you I was going to work. I have to. And he never would take a dime off of me, though.
Yeah.
He said, well, if you do the work, the last thing he said, when I went down to the yard, don't you go to work? No. I says, I told you I was going to work, I'm going. But I had a neighbor come in. My oldest girl was 12 years old. She could look after the brothers. And I had a neighbor kind of looked in on them, checked on them.
Yeah.
But I'll say one thing, never wanted me to work. And I admire a man that wants to make a living, but he just didn't make enough for us to get by on.
Yeah.
And the oldest girl of mine was so proud, she stunned. And she was going to school better dressed than anybody. And a teacher come and talked to us one day, and she says, your girl is the best dressed girl in school. And I said, well, she tells us she won't go unless she has as good as the rest of them. Well, of course, I never dressed into school. I didn't know how they dressed, but she was better dressed than any of them. She said, well, she wears too little clothes to school. And here she's telling us that she was worse dressed than any of them. And I know she was telling a story, but... And the youngest girl, as long as she had an old dollar sweater and a dollar skirt, she was satisfied. Now I wish you could see her home. With that beautiful home.
Huh. Do you think you recognize any of the people in this picture this morning? Daylight now, maybe you can make them out better.
Well, I know that's it now since I lived there. And I know that's losing, and know that's ending it. Oh, no. That must be Bill.
You think Charlie's not born yet in that picture?
Yes, he's born because that's Charlie right there, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, you said Charlie, if Charlie's the youngest one, maybe he's not born. You think this is Bill, though, with the blonde hair?
I think it is.
It is.
I think that's Roy.
Yeah. Let me write that down.
That might be out there.
Yeah.
Anyway. Thought was another good man.
He was.
He drank on the last, I didn't know it, they didn't tell me. He killed himself before. I guess he died at the bridge and said he was murdered.
Is that right?
Never had a vacation in his life.
Huh.
I've been living on my mother looks like.
Yeah, she sure looks old, doesn't she?
She sure does.
Well, let's see then. You say this is Floyd and that's Ella.
Yeah.
Now, which one of these would be you?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out.
You said you were the tall one. And that girl's the tallest girl.
That must be me. But now that might be my best. And that's kind of the best looking girl in the country. You don't look at that. I did. I don't say anything about him, but I was kind of just looking around the country.
Yeah. Well, I thought she was about the prettiest.
She is.
That's like, oh my God, that's pretty girl. Yeah, pretty girl.
That's different. That's me.
You think that's you then?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you still have some growing in you left.
Well, I don't think that's me.
No. You think this is probably Beth's here? Does that look a little bit like Beth?
Yeah, that's a little too. It don't look like her, but I know what I need to do. I don't think it is. And I don't think that's the best either. I think that's me right there. I don't know.
And you're pretty sure this is Lucy here?
I know it is. Now, she looked like that from the after she was married and gone.
Yeah.
And Ed was kind of a good looking fellow.
Yeah.
And he was pretty.
No, he's kind of ugly.
Yeah. He never was pretty. And Paul Lucy never was pretty either, but Ed was pretty. And Bess was pretty when she was there.
And you say this is Elle right here.
I think it is. I think that's Bill. I nearly know that's Floyd. And that must be Sarah.
But wonder where Charlie's at.
I don't know, he might have not been born again. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he just wasn't in the picture. Maybe they had him inside or something. Or maybe he wasn't born yet.
I don't know either. But Ed was a lot better looking man than that picture was. But Ed was always really funny. And Lucy was always funny. Floyd was one I've always told me a lot of
trouble. Oh, he did?
He drank a lot. He'd get away from home and he'd get on drunk and he'd call me or send me a telegram to say he might have come home on and I'd send it.
Huh.
But I always felt sorry for him. He was in the World War and fought for us and I said that. As long as I had nine and he'd escort, I'd help him.
Yeah.
And my youngest girl said to me here just not 2 weeks ago, she said, Mom, you always give away everything we give you. I said, well, she said, you give Uncle Floyd things. I said, yes. I said, he was in the war and he fought for us. And I said, when he went out of speaking, he didn't have no dishes, he didn't have no bedclothes, and nothing. I gave him bedclothes, I gave him dishes, and I helped him in every way I could. Because I figured he deserved it. He fought for us.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's Bill. Dale's son, they have a picture of him. He is about that age sitting on the mantle. And he looks almost like that. Little blonde hair.
Well, I'm pretty sure this is Bill.
But he looks almost like Steve.
And I say that's Alec. And I say that's Surrey. So Charlie must have been the baby. And I know that's Floyd.
Yeah.
That's what puzzles me, and sure must not be there. I got a picture of China, but I don't think you could recognize it anything. Not in the way. If he's not there, of course he couldn't.
You don't know offhand when Charlie was born, do you?
Huh?
You don't know offhand when Charlie was born, do you?
Well, I sure don't. I have high blood pressure and I stagger around like a drunk Yeah, he was there. He was on there 20 some years.
Do you know, you have a cousin living, Everett Porter, lives in Enterprise, Kentucky? Have you ever talked to him?
No, I haven't talked to him, but I know him. I mean, I know of him.
Oh, you do? He's 87 now.
Yeah.
4 years old.